This is a rain replay, a third in a row, which is a record for rain. I figure the networks can run reruns half the year. I can run three once anyway. We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is a rain replay from 1998. This is the Rain Report. Bob Heil, K9EID, is well known in ham radio circles for his work in audio, especially for his development of microphone elements. Heil is a man of many talents. He credits much of his success to his early involvement in ham radio. As a boy, Heil's attention turned to theater organ, resulting in his being mentored by master organist Stan Kahn. In a conversation with amateur radio newsline producer Bill Pasternak, WSITF, Heil stated that his career in the music business began at the tender age of 12.
I actually started playing the pipe organ when I was 12 years old. I got with Stanley when I was almost 15 and started playing the Fox Theater here in St. Louis. And I became his protege, and I worked with him about 6 years playing the Fox and various other venues around the St. Louis area, and this is all playing theater pipe organ. After that, I went to work for a restaurant chain here called Schneidhorst and was there for another 6 years. So I actually played about 12 years professionally.
Why did you leave it?
Got involved in the music business. I came back to Marissa. We went out to Columbus, Ohio for 2 years with Holiday Inn to play out there. And I came back in kind of a quiescent stage, wasn't sure. They wanted me to go to Jamaica and Chicago and several other places that I didn't feel like going to. And while I was home that year, kind of figuring out what to do, we got to inventing or fixing guitar amplifiers. And you know, Bill, it was really interesting. It was my ham radio that really started this new career, because people would bring these amplifiers in, and I didn't even know what the heck a guitar amplifier was. I was a pipe organist, a theater organist, and I could take a Fender amp, turn it upside down. We all know what was wrong with them. It was a 5U4 and a filter cap. Well, how many of those have we fixed in our 6-meter transmitters? So I could fix things, and we got involved with some local guys, and one of them was Michael McDonald. He was singing. He was from the St. Louis area, singing close here to Marissa, and I'd kind of keep their equipment going. And it was all through ham radio that I could do that. And all of a sudden, a new career was in front of me, and we went on, of course, traveling with the Grateful Dead for a couple of years, with the Who for 10 years, Peter Frampton, Joe Walsh. Joe, by the way, is a ham. A number of artists in the 70s, and again, it was all ham radio that allowed me to go on those stages and fix things without schematics and not knowing what I was getting into. But I always kid about it, but it's really true. You give a ham a soldering iron and a pair of dykes, you better get back because something's going to happen, and hopefully it'll get fixed, or we'll know the reason why. In 1982, I retired off the road, just absolutely got tired of traveling with all of that. Here's a guy that's never drank beer or smoked a cigarette, and I'm running around with all these crazies, and I had enough of that, so I once again came back home and got back into ham radio. And in doing that, I started finding out, my gosh, what happened to all this beautiful audio that Art Collins had back in the 50s when I left it? It was destroyed by these horrible microphones, and so that's how we got into building the Heil line of microphones. And again, it was listening. A lot of people probably don't put that together, but I could listen to The Who, and I could listen to The Grateful Dead, even though it was rock and roll music. I was able to listen, and where did I learn that? From voicing and tuning those theater pipe organs as a child. I learned to listen very well. So then when we started listening to the ham radio back in 1982, figuring out what's wrong with all these imported things, since all the Hallicrafters and Collins and Drakes were gone, I said, whoa, there's something wrong here. And obviously there was, and it was all in the microphone. And so that's how we started that company. And along with that, one of the chaps that used to work with me and 1969, Tommy Holman, Tomlinson Holman, that's the THX of George Lucas fame. Tom was the one that guided me towards looking into the home stuff, and so we got involved in doing a lot of home theater or whatever you call it, the media room, so on, and we're also doing a lot of that. So, again, listening, being able to listen to a room, to a system, and understand what we can do to make it better or actually make it work, so to speak. And that's how that all worked through, again, the pipe organ. And a lot of people don't realize how closely my theater organ and the ham radio governed my life, and it certainly has.
But what made you decide to go back?
A guy that I used to play at his theater here in 1959 started putting together a pipe organ. He's been collecting them for about 20 years. And Richard Wright, who owns the Lincoln, it's a very historic theater here of 75 years. It's been around in Belleville. That's just across the river from St. Louis. He put a marvelous new pipe organ in his theater and didn't have anybody to play it. So here a couple years ago, we started playing for Christmas concerts and stuff there in between the movies. We are just doing all kinds of things at that theater, and I got back into playing, and it's been a remarkable thing for me. I just absolutely love what's going on at the Lincoln Theater.
You're listening to an interview with audio engineer and theater organist Bob Heil, K9EID. Heil has released a compact disc of his music. We'll hear how that came about in a moment. This is the Rain Report. You're listening to a Rain replay from 1998.
We went back and found some master tapes that were 31 years old, and we remastered them digitally and put a few of those on this compact disc, as well as the new things from the Lincoln. Absolutely love it to death. It's a God's gift. There's not a lot of us that can sit down at a four-manual wurlitzer and make it do its thing. I don't mean just play it. I mean really do it. And when studying with the likes of Stan Kahn, George Wright, listening and admiring the Jesse Crawford and all of the Buddy Cole people that have done this for years and are really kind of lost, I enjoy entertaining people with things they've never heard before. And the theater organ is a wonderful gadget for a ham radio operator. It's a mechanical monster with all kinds of electronics and air, and now we have computers tied into them and synthesizers in them, so what a wonderful piece of equipment. We're just having way too much fun playing it here every weekend at the Lincoln.
Fun seems to be a way of life for you, Bob. You don't do things that you don't enjoy, do you?
Absolutely not. I'm a spoiled brat. I just can't do it unless I want to do it. And usually when I do anything, I love to encompass myself with other people. I want them to enjoy things too. The ham radio, when we had the Marissa Amateur Radio Club going, it was one of the most successful clubs in America. We went to the walls with it, had all kinds of wonderful fun. The amateur radio products. I enjoy helping people get more enjoyment from their part of this hobby. And so no matter what I do, I really do have fun, and it's a great way to go through life, let me tell you, Bill.
You've got the home theater business. You've got the ham radio equipment business. You're playing the organ. I mean, knowing Bob Heil, there's got to be something else on the horizon that you're already thinking of.
Well, I'm not sure where it goes from here. We've got a lot of plates in the air right now. It kind of reminds me of those guys you used to see on the Ed Sullivan Show. Got all of them spinning at the same time, but that's the way I like it. Just give me a bottle of Dr. Pepper and stand back. The wonderful part, we just built a new 4,000-square-foot addition here in Fairview Heights. We moved out of Marissa after all those years in that little town of about 60 miles southeast of St. Louis. Why, I moved just 10 minutes across the river from the Great Arch. And that allows me to be in St. Louis quickly, because we're doing a lot at KMOX Radio, been there 20 years doing the electronic reporting. And now I'm back to playing the Fox Theater organ again. We play for a lot of shows there. as well as the Lincoln here. So I have to be in the center of it. And it's allowed us to have some wonderful new facilities to build the amateur radio products. And then, of course, to show off our home and church and schools and all that. We do a lot of industrial things here, Bill, churches and schools and auditoriums. That's really what we're looking at doing for probably the rest of my life, just here having fun. But I will tell you that the pipe organ is going to figure into that big time.
Bob Heil, K9EID, professional audio engineer and theater organist, as interviewed by amateur radio newsline producer Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP.
This has been a Rain Replay from 1998.
The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2013 Rain, all rights reserved.